All right, it's 7 o'clock. Welcome everyone for a special meeting tonight for a board of canvassers. I'll have an opening pledge of allegiance by board member Wilhelmsen.
All rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Heavenly Father, we bow our heads at this time and are so grateful for the opportunities we have, the freedoms and choices of this great land we live in the fair city of Harrisville. We ask for the blessings to be upon this council meeting this day as we review and discuss the things of these elections. We're thankful again for the blessings of freedom and choice that we do have. And help us to guard this and maintain those rights for our citizens here. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Item number 3 is the reason we're here tonight. Business items, discussion possible action to adopt Harrisville Resolution 23-18, resolution approving the canvass of the 2023 municipal general election. Jack, we get to hear from you.
Thank you, Mayor. So this year, Weber County took care of our elections. They collected the votes, gathered all the information, and then sent it to us. And that's the packets you have in front of you, so I'll go over that information. The first page is canvas info. So we had 3,250 registered voters in the city, and our turnout was 34.65%. So we had 1,126 votes cast with 17 ballots rejected. So if you continue the next page, we had 2,207 ballots not returned by voters, 64 undeliverable. And then to go back to the 17 rejected ballots, 9 of them were returned past the deadline, 7 of them had signatures that did not match the record, and 1 of them was returned unsigned. So that is our overall votes for the city. The third page has our votes breakdown by candidate. Karen Taylor Fawcett received 667 votes. W. Grover Wilhelmsen received 649. Blair A. Christensen received 633. And Dan Gilboy received 535 votes. With that, we have 3 candidates. That would mean that Karen Taylor Fawcett, W. Grover Wilhelmsen, and Blair A. Christensen won that election. Do you have any questions or anything I can answer for you?
Thank you. Any other questions? Or familiar with this process a little bit?
How much does it cost us to have people kind of take care of us?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, because there were other entities on the ballot, we'll share those costs. So Northview Fire Board had their election, and Weber County had the bond on there. So the total cost of the election will be less than what we anticipated. So I anticipated a couple of $1,000.
Okay.
When we get the invoice.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Mm-hmm. I know it's been up to $10,000 to $12,000 before. Mm-hmm.
So the bond would be passed, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. All right. If there's no more questions, could I entertain a motion?
I motion that we adopt Harrisville Resolution 23-18, a resolution approving the canvass of the 2023 municipal general election.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. This is a roll call vote. Councilmember Christensen.
Yes.
Councilmember Loveland.
Yes.
Councilmember Jackson.
Yes.
Councilmember Weiss.
Yes.
Councilmember Wilhelmsen.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. And just for a matter of information, I had always been going, and my understanding was that it was, when I called a roll call vote, it was from the order of the least seniority to the most seniority. Apparently, we have not been doing that correctly. We need to do a different order every single resolution. So we'll have Jack help us in it, have a random order every time.
I don't know, I've liked it that way.
Anyway, that's why that happened that way tonight. Moving on to item number 4, public comments. Arn?
Good job, guys.
And there's no other, there's nothing else more on the agenda except for adjournment.
I move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion is second, all in favor.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you for coming.